Welcome to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author, Christine Carlson. Chris shares don't sweat wisdom to help you achieve greater mental health, self-compassion, and better communication with family, friends, and coworkers. Listen in and learn simple ways to live your most vibrant life of joy.
Hi, this is Christine Carlson. Welcome back to Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast. Hey, before we go ahead and start, let's go ahead and take our golden pause. So wherever you are, if you can, sit comfortably. If you can't, and you're doing an activity, just go ahead and use this as a deep breathing exercise to get super present in your body and in your breath. So let's go ahead and begin. If you can, sit comfortably, sit Indian style on the floor, or just sit with your legs uncrossed and your palms open on your lap. And let's just begin to breathe together. Breathing in through our nose, allowing your chest and your belly to fully expand. Take in the fullness of that breath. And on the exhale, just go ahead and release, relax, and let go. And breathing in pure golden sunlight to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes. On the exhale, just go ahead and release, relax, and let go. And breathing in pure golden sunlight through your core, through your heart, through your mind. On the exhale, just go ahead and release, relax, and sink inward into your breath, into your body. Breathing in pure golden sunlight to every cell of your being, place your hand on your heart, activating your heart, opening your heart, and spend a moment thinking of one thing you feel grateful for. And as you think of that one thing that fills your heart with gratitude, just allow yourself to sit and breathe in that golden gratitude to every cell of your being. And as you breathe in golden gratitude to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes, just go ahead and continue to let go of what doesn't serve you well. And breathing in pure golden gratitude to every cell of your being, on the exhale, allow that gratitude to wash over you like a cascading waterfall of pure joy. Breathing in pure golden gratitude again on the exhale, allow it to wash over you again like a cascading waterfall of pure joy. And taking one last deep breath in of pure golden gratitude on the exhale, go ahead and open your eyes. Well, I think a very good podcast episode today would be about connecting to our health. And the reason I say that is because I don't know about you, but I've had quite a winter. In December, I had RSV, upper respiratory, very bad virus. It made me cough and just difficult time all December. And I got rid of that. And then a couple of weeks later, I caught COVID. And you can hear it in my voice. I'm still a little congested. Well, now it's allergy season, so I can't tell if it's still residual COVID, which I'm, of course, negative now, but or it's allergies, or maybe it's a combination of both. But I feel much more like my vitality has come back, and I'm really deeply connecting to my health again. And really asking myself, like, what kinds of things stress me out? A couple things were going on for me that I realized were stressing me out, and things that shouldn't be stressing me out. And so I just cut those out of my life for now, and just to see if maybe all the running around, you know, sometimes, you know, if you work out at a gym or you work out with a trainer or whatever, you have to run there, get it done, run back. And I think after I got Bodhi, the puppy, my new puppy who's now 15 weeks old and 37 pounds, not so little anymore, I realized, wow, I've taken on a whole new higher level responsibility at home. So of course I was running there running back to get him out of his crate and, you know, all of that. So I realized, oh my God, that's kind of stressing me out. And I started to think of all the different ways that maybe I wasn't getting enough sleep at night. Maybe I've taken on too many projects and I'm just working too much. And so it's making me feel overtired. And it's harder to connect with your health when you're not getting enough sleep. So I started to realize that I needed to just take an inventory of all my activities and decide which ones of those really were really good for me and made me feel good, and which ones were creating more stress in my life. And then I started to think about, well, do I have any relationships like that? No, not really. No relationships like that. I am a little bit feeling stressed about my dad, and I know many of you are. He's, you know, 91, and he has a lot of physical things happening right now that are just out of the blue. Like, suddenly, he got his vocal cord went paralyzed, and he doesn't know why, and he lost a tooth. And, you know, I start to just, you know, I know where he's at in his life at 91 years old, but I feel like, wow, I don't think that any of us are prepared ever to lose the people in our lives we love, are we? I mean, I don't really think that we can prepare for that. It's just the finality of it in this life is really something. And I think if you've been through loss before, like I have and you probably have, you realize even more how final it is. And yet there's a part of me that really wants freedom for my dad too. Just watching, you know, the quality of his life as it goes down, even though he's able to be at home because my mom is so strong and she takes such amazing care of him. I can just see the quality of his life it's not high enough for him, but he's happy to just, you know, he would say, I want to serve my good Lord as long as possible. And that's what he would say. So, but I think about all these different things. Oh, and then not getting to see my grandkids enough because I'm working so much, you know, and also just trying to juggle having a boyfriend and all the things that, you know, are juggling. And not spacious. And I think, well, I have to learn to create more spaciousness in my world. I have to create more spaciousness so that I can connect to my health and my vitality. And that I'm not stressed. Because I think our number one culprit to lowering our immune system is always stress. So, well, I don't feel like I sweat the small stuff. I am definitely living the big stuff. Maybe when I'm rushed to get home to Bodhi, that's small stuff and I'm sweating that. Maybe that's small stuff. But the rest of it, it's pretty big stuff. It's big stuff. I think that as we discern how we want to spend our time more, this is what's really important in connecting to our health, because connecting to your health is all the things. It's drinking enough water. It's taking the vitamins on a regular basis. It's eating healthy. It's getting plenty of sleep, meaning 7 to 9 hours a night. And it's limiting our exposure to stress, or learning to manage our stress from the inside out, dealing with our stress, bringing our stress level down. But if there is something that you can change, something you've identified that you can change, change it. If you know you can do it differently, do it differently. It's always a good time to reevaluate your habits and to look for new habits. To shift one small habit at a time will yield great dividends over the long haul. So think of that one habit. Maybe it's getting rid of sugar. Maybe it's drinking less wine. Maybe just having a glass or two on the weekends. Maybe it's doing something different with your caffeine intake, maybe not taking in so much caffeine all day long, you know, that stresses your adrenals out. Maybe it's going to the doctor and making sure you have a checkup and make sure that everything is copacetic inside your body, working well. All these different things are things that you can do to work toward connecting to your health. And of course, the more time that you spend in nature, exercising regularly, doing all the activities that really help to detoxify your system and create more health, these are all ways to connect to your health. Well, I hope that you have found this inspirational. I know my voice still sounds a little froggy, so I'm going to sign off for now, but don't sweat the small stuff. We are living the big stuff. Come back again.
Thank you for listening to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author and beloved teacher, Christine Carlson. Learn more about Christine's upcoming retreats, online courses, public speaking events, and more at christinecarlson.com and don'tsweat.com.